The Who and How Club is sponsored by BetterHelp. As you all know, I've had my experience with therapy over the past few years, and I've shared those experiences throughout many episodes. If you all remember, I've had a share of therapists that I've worked with to sort of maneuver and navigate through my emotional, mental, and even sometimes spiritual challenges. Don't forget the emotional stuff. Emphasis on the emotional challenges. Now, I took a break from therapy, but I'm actually thinking of getting back into it and maybe searching for a new therapist. So if you're in the same mode as I am, or if you've been looking to try therapy for the first time in your life, just like I did a few years ago, BetterHelp is the best way to go. What you would do first is you'd go to their site, and you can use our link, betterhelp.com/whohow. And what you would do is answer just a few questions, and BetterHelp will match you to a professional who has years of experience helping people with struggles just like yours. You can actually do it from your phone or computer via phone call, video chat, or messaging, however you feel most comfortable. It's the easiest possible way to start talking to a therapist. So what will happen is that you'll be matched to a therapist, usually within 48 hours. And, you could pretty much get started that fast within 48 hours. So why don't you let BetterHelp connect you to a therapist who can support you, and they can support you all from the comfort of your own home. So please visit betterhelp.com/whohow, and you'll actually get 10% off your first month. All right. Once again, that's betterhelp.com/whohow and get 10% off your first month. All right. So enjoy your journey to therapy, just like I have, and I'm actually getting back into it soon. But enjoy a discount off your first month at betterhelp.com/whohow, as in the Who and How Club, and start your journey today. All right? So shout out to our sponsor, and let's get into today's episode. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. One. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome back to the Who and How Club. It is your boy, your host, the creator and producer of the Who and How Club platform. If you're familiar with the slogan, you know what it is. Say it with me. You are the Who and How Club. I am the Who and How Club. And we are the Who's and How's of this world. Just a reminder, without you and without me, there is no we. So while we're here together, we might as well sit on some comfy couches with our legs crossed, with some tea in hand, maybe even in front of a fireplace, and, we should just talk. Pick each other's brains on things like life, love, relationships, everything in between, just our experiences in general, our perspectives on life. That's how the wise men and wise women used to gather around. They used to sit and question everything. So let's do that together. I'm really happy to be back. I missed all of you, all of the club members, all of the supporters and listeners alike. I do this for you, not just for me. Today's title or episode title stems from a session that I led last week at the 2024 PodCamp conference. Now, shout out to Lily, Jennifer, and John, of course, my family from another camp. They continue to support me and provide me with a platform to share my perspectives and to inspire other creatives every year at their conference. So in turn, I like to honor them on my platform and shout them out and share links to their platforms as well in hopes to inspire other creatives to connect with them and be involved. I ran a session called, Take a Break But Don't Break. And it was an amazing session at George Brown College downtown. And it was just an amazing experience being able to connect with fellow creatives, people who have aspirations and dreams and goals for their own creativities, or creativity projects, whatever you want to call it, but also life goals and stuff like that. You all know, if you've ever been to one of my sessions, it gets really deep and it's very inclusive, and I bring people together as opposed to them just coming and sitting in front of me like I'm the teacher of the classroom. I make sure that I remind everyone that I am an expert in my own experience, but I'm not an expert in their own. And it's up to them to explore how they want to pursue their pursuits and their dreams and their goals. So today's episode title stems from that session where I was sort of reminding people that it's okay to take a break, but just don't break. And break being a representation of giving up. You know what I mean? So a lot of times us as creators, we become very hard on ourselves and we feel guilty for taking breaks or stepping back from our dreams or creations, our relationships, whatever it may be. You know, sometimes you got to take a step back, restructure, reconfigure, replan, reorganize, maybe even get re-inspired. And sometimes in order to get inspired, once again, you have to go and live a little so that you could come back in full effect and full force. So I always believe that taking a break is okay, which I've clearly done, because the last time you all heard from me on this platform was about 4 months ago, four being my favorite number, first of all, and a number that has been relevant to my life. But, you know, we never break. Break being the definition of giving up, and we don't give up. That's one thing we never do. We might take a break, but we don't break. All right? Now, there are some nuances to that. We understand that there are things that you just can't control at times and you're sort of forced to break. But I don't want us to look at that today. And I also don't want us to look at that as a break. That's not us breaking. Sometimes there are things that are out of our control that just don't go the way that we expected it to. And that's okay. But that's not us breaking. That's just us accepting. Rolling with the punches, rolling with the vibe, rolling with the river. And understanding that, you know, the universe will provide no matter what. And there are some things that are out of our control. For an example, we can't control how people treat us. People will treat us badly, will not value us, will not treat us with respect the way we treat them. They will not be loyal to us the way we're loyal to them. Those are things we cannot control. So when we remove ourselves from people who are like that towards us, that's not us giving up per se. That's us accepting the fact that, you know, we deserve more. We value ourselves a bit differently, and we're just not being treated the way we're treating others and would like to be treated. The type of break that I'm speaking about is when we just let go of the things that mean the most to us. Like, imagine wanting something but just never going for it. You know, not working hard for it, really pushing for it. We just gave up because maybe the results aren't what we expected them to be, especially when it comes to creativity. One thing that really came out of the session last week at PodCamp was me reminding folks that, you know, we are the masters of our creativity and our creations, not the other way around. And we got to be one with that and become one with that. Because if not, well, the guilt will set in and we'll feel like, you know, this thing has more power over us than us it. We're Dr. Frankenstein. We're creating Frankenstein's monster. We're bringing our ideas and dreams to life, not the other way around. Now, whatever your beliefs are, you know, don't take it as I sort of have a one-track mind, or that I can't speak with folks about their own unique beliefs, whether you have beliefs or not. My belief is that we have a creator and I was created. So who am I not to create? Just like I was created, I'm made in the image of my creator. I too must create and have the ability to create. Everything around us has been created. I'm sitting on a chair right now that someone created. I'm recording on a device that someone else created. I'll be editing these waves of audio in a program that someone else created. So we have to start looking at everything that we see, that we feel, that we utilize on a day-to-day basis as someone's creation. And we're a part of the creative cycle. And we continue to create in our own right, in our own realm as well, in our own realm. So with that said, you know, taking a break is fine. Breaking is not. We don't do that in this family, in this club, right? So in reference to me taking a brief break from all of you and from the platform for the past 4 months, that was a break that I took, that I felt like I needed to take. I needed to go live and experience and get over some real hardships, real, real, real hardships that I'm going to be updating you all in the episodes to come. And I had to get re-inspired. And to be honest with you, last week's session at PodCamp truly inspired me. And I'm grateful for that experience. So again, shout out to the PodCamp family and the Canadian Podcast Awards for still inviting me, even though I've been on a hiatus. I'm still active in these streets, in these creative streets. And I don't break. And I want all of you to not break. If you're listening to this, if you're in a relationship that really means the world to you, don't break. Don't give up. Continue. Push for it. Do your best. And get your partner or partners to do their best as well. If there's something that you want to attain, whether it's a goal, a professional goal or a financial goal, keep pushing for that. Don't break on it. Keep dreaming about it. Keep writing about it. Manifesting it. And get it. And go for it. Don't break on it. Take a break. Step away. Review. But get back to it, no matter how long it takes for you to do so, okay? I'm checking in. I'm letting you all know that I'm here. I haven't gone anywhere. And we got more material, more content coming your way, all right? For those who mean the world to me out there, who have continued to support me, I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you with my entire heart. And I'm grateful for having you in my life and for you to continue in being there for me and not breaking on me. But maybe you've taken a break from me just like I've taken a break from you, which is totally fine. But thank you for not breaking on me, all right? Don't break on anything. Keep things going. I'll check in with all of you within a week from now. And just thank you. It feels good to be back. If I sound tired, it's because I am. But trust me, I know you are too because we've been working hard. All right? Yeah, this feels good. I'll speak with all of you in a week, all right? One.